There's no safe level to a carcinogen. And a lot of regulators will tell you, well, these are very low levels. You don't have to worry about them. So I'm trying to get people to understand zero tolerance. There is no safe exposure to a carcinogen or a reproductive toxin.
If you want to live like you matter, ditch the pills, look great, and feel freaking amazing, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Wendy Trubow.
And I'm Dr. Ed Levitan. Welcome to the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast,
where we empower you to live a vibrant and healthy life by optimizing your structural, chemical, emotional, social, and spiritual lives.
Hold on to your hats.
Welcome to this episode of the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast. I'm Wendy Trubow. Look, our fearless leader, Ed Levitan, is here today. And today we have David Steinman on the podcast. He is the best-selling author of the forthcoming book, Raising Healthy Kids, How to Protect Your Children from the Hidden Chemical Toxins in Our Everyday Lives. He's the chief officer of the nation's most active consumer rights nonprofit, the Healthy Living Foundation. And he's publisher of Healthy Living Magazine. And he's going to talk to us today about how do we be anti-toxic. And so, David, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
We were just talking about what is antitoxin, because
tell our listeners.
Well, you know, I've been doing antitoxic for a long time, since before there was organic foods even. And I think it's a kind of an active form. You know, we think of being low toxin and non-toxic. But I think antitoxic is kind of searching out how to do things a little better. Just to give you an example, say you're buying a hose for your garden, right? It seems like such a mundane task, right? You go online and you buy it. You look for the price, right? That's what you do. Well, I've been buying hoses lately. And I realized, you know, most of them are made from polyvinyl chloride. And in February, we had that terrible train derailment in Palestine, Ohio, where there was a number of cars came off the rails. There was a huge explosion, and that explosion was from polyvinyl chloride, which is a highly carcinogenic chemical. And not only was it dangerous to the people in Palestine, I also do work in Cancer Alley, Louisiana. And I look at public source drinking water reports. And folks in Cancer Alley actually have drinking water with polyvinyl chloride in it at times, which is really frightening because there's no safe level to a carcinogen. And in fact, a lot of regulators will tell you, well, these are very low levels. You don't have to worry about them. So I'm trying to get people to understand zero tolerance. There is no safe exposure to a carcinogen or a reproductive toxin. But in any event, here I am shopping for hoses and keeping in mind that I have friends in Cancer Alley who are drinking water with PVC. I have more friends in East Palestine who just suffered through a terrible train derailment that is going to hurt their health, their property values. And the chemical in common is polyvinyl chloride. And here I am on Amazon about to buy a hose with polyvinyl chloride. And so I'm thinking, wow, is this really fair to my friends in Louisiana? Is this really fair to my friends in Ohio? I have a choice here. I can actually look for a hose that doesn't contain PVC and help my friends out all across this nation.
Wait, did you actually find a hose that didn't have PVC in it?
And that's the good
news. You want to pay attention to this, Ed.
Yeah, this is really good news because I am an avid gardener. So I go through lots of gardening implements, right? And then I'm getting tired of all this plastic because my friends are drinking that water, as I said, with PVC and phthalates in it in Cancer Alley. So I did go on Amazon and I did search for it. I was assertive. You know, that's what I mean by anti-toxic. I was actually looking. I found a great hose that contains no polyvinyl chloride. It is made from polyurethane, but there's no PVC in it. And all the fittings were made out of stainless steel. Then I had to buy a nozzle. Most of the nozzles you see today are made from plastic, right? Hard plastic. And you use them for about 6 months and then some little thing breaks on them and they won't spray or they spray too much. So this time I went out and I actually found a stainless steel nozzle, the old kind that we used to have when we were kids.
Yeah, I grew up at those, actually. I don't know if you did, because you grew up in this like sort of more city. You didn't have a yard, right?
There's
like
no yard.
There's no yard. No, I grew up with that.
So essentially, I did some really good things for my neighbors. I bought a hose without PVC. I cut down on our use of PVC. And I cut down on our use of plastic totally just by buying a sprayer that was made out of stainless steel to last longer. That's anti-toxic.
I never thought about that, Ed. But, you know, you think about it. We spray this on our vegetables, and it's all rubber, and it's all plastic.
Yep. So how do we protect our kids?
What's a girl to do?
Obviously, eating organic grains is...
Even future. Those can be contaminated with glyphosate. I mean, yeah. all the legumes are contaminated. They're sprayed. Yeah. Okay. Don't get me going.
So I took a 360-degree view, whether it's for yourself or for your kids. And you're right that diet is hugely important. And one of the myths I want to bust is that organic foods have to be more expensive. That's one of the big impediments to people buying organic. They think it's more expensive, or they may think it's a fraud. And I want to say, I look at pesticide monitoring reports all the time from different states, including California. And when you look at the reports for organic foods, they're very clean. I'm not going to give them 100% bill of health, because there are always going to be some contaminant issues. Nothing's perfect. But if you compare your organic diet to a diet from conventionally grown foods, the pesticide exposure is much higher from the conventionally grown foods. And studies have actually shown a reduction in organophosphates to non-detectable in kids and adults who go organic. About 2/3 of your diet should be organic to get those big, significant reductions. So I do talk a lot about food. And the other thing about it is, it's a myth that organic is more expensive. Say, for example, your kids love strawberries, right? Or you love strawberries. Well, if you do look at strawberries, sometimes the organic strawberries are more expensive. But if you look for like a 3-pound bag of frozen organic strawberries, and you get some non-fat yogurt, that's a really good dessert, and it's totally non-toxic. The non-fat yogurt is a good choice because most of the harmful pesticides in dairy foods accumulate in the fatty portions. So non-fat dairy foods are much safer. If you do organic non-fat yogurt, that's the best, because then you avoid antibiotics that can also have an effect on your microbiome and organisms that are resistant to antibiotics. And organic yogurt is about the same price as non-organic yogurt. So you can buy celery, potatoes, carrots, lettuce, bread, all the staples for about the same price now as conventionally grown foods. So organic is part of the big story.
But I think it's more than that, David, because it's really, when you look at the I'll call it the tidal wave of disease that we are dealing with as a country and a world, they all link back to what we're eating, what we're putting in our bodies, how we're living. And you're either going to pay a little bit more for food that is going to keep you healthy, or when you get sick, you're going to pay more to try to get back to baseline, or for medications that will mask the symptoms. So it feels like it's not, you know, it's not only, it might be more expensive, but what you're preventing is so much more expensive. You're preventing something even worse.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just saying that if for people who are on a budget, they don't always have the long-term view. They just say, I have to save, you know, I got to watch my dollars. And so, you know, you're right though. At times, you know, when organic may be more expensive, maybe 50 cents more for something, for a bag of apples. But you know what? You're right. The investment is far more valuable than health insurance. It's going to keep you healthy, and it really will. Going anti-toxic or non-toxic, your body feels it right away. So food is big. There are many other things you got to do. But food is one of the primary. I can go on from there if you want to know more about how to manage it.
Well, what are the other things besides food that you recommend for to protect kids, protect ourselves from the toxins? What are the...
Well, let's get really basic. Water. If people say, I have $100 to spend, should I spend it on testing my water or filtering my water? I would say filter it. Now, if they say, I only have $35 to spend, I would say filter it and you can really do it. What I'm trying to point out is that most of the water in the United States today has carcinogens. Some of them are intentionally added because the water has to be chlorinated and disinfected. And when water has a lot of organic matter and you add chlorine to it, it can form chloramines, trihalomethanes, and other disinfectant byproducts that do cause cancer. They also kill the bacteria and viruses, but that alone is a reason to filter your water. However,
we have to pause there right there, David. Wait. Okay. So would you like a bacterial infection or cancer? You choose. One's going to kill you quickly and one's going to kill you slowly. You can, you pick. But more than that, I don't know if you read this study back in 1989, there was a study done that showed that air and water quality were directly linked to one in every six deaths. That, and we're from Boston, so that caught my eye because it's a Massachusetts study. And so it's really horrifying. And when we went through this whole thing, I was like, Ed, we got it. We're married, by the way. I don't know if you know that. I was like, we got to filter our water in the house. And we have relatively clean water. And it's horrifying when we change filters.
We have very clean water per the United States.
Per them patting themselves on the back. But,
right,
but it's when we change the filters, they're black. I mean, like full of crap. It's crazy to watch. So yeah, big fan of filtering your water. No question.
So the nation has only just begun testing drinking water supplies for forever chemicals, which are known as PFAS. These are chemicals that are used in water and stain-resistant fabrics and clothing. So even if you're on a budget, a little filter over your faucet, the end of your faucet, will give you about a 75 to 95% reduction in contaminants, depending on which contaminant it is. So filtering your water is also a hugely important, whether you want to have kids, are pregnant, and are older, because, like, you know, all those colorectal cancers, bladder cancers, you know, they're coming from chlorination, from, you know, a lot of them are caused by contaminants in our drinking water. We have epidemiological studies that make that clear. So filtering your water would be the next. Food, water, you know, we're really being basic here. And these are not expensive things to do. You can do these things on any budget. That's what I want people to know. Don't think you can't do this. We have to work on, you know, we have to work on the laws, but we have to be healthy to work on those laws. So that's why we have to take care of ourselves.
Do you recommend people filter their air?
Yeah. So here's something really interesting. Next week, I'm going down to Louisiana, and I'm meeting with two other nonprofit groups. We're meeting with folks at the Fifth Ward Elementary School in Reserve, Louisiana, which is the heart of Cancer Alley. The school is 1,500 feet from the Danka plastic plant, which has been violating EPA regulatory rules on air quality for years, with carcinogens like hexachlorocyclopentadiene and just other really noxious chemicals. The kids are breathing these. The reason we're going down to the school next week is my nonprofit and Earth Friendly Products and Concerned Citizens of St. John the Baptist Parish are all contributing air filters to every classroom there to help the kids. And we're also going to be putting clean from Earth Friendly Products as well, green cleaning products in the classrooms. And we're going to have a little symposium, I think, in January to help the kids protect themselves. So you're asking about air and air filters. You know, that's hugely important to your breathing, to, you know, dust in our homes is like the forensic archive of everything in our lives. So when you breathe in your home air, you're breathing in your PFAS from your couch, your phthalates that flaked off from your some plastic, and it's all in your dust. So you do want to use air filters. And again, a good air filter for a large room, you can purchase one for about $85. So we're really taking care of our health, and it's less than the cost of one month of health insurance.
Way less. I mean, health insurance is crazy expensive. So can you direct people to some specific brands that you really like that you say, oh, do this one or do that one for filtering your air?
I don't have specific brands for air filters, but I do have a type. The ones that have been studied a lot are called high-efficiency particle air filters, or HEPA filters. And there are other kinds that have been studied as well, but I do know the studies on HEPA filters, and they're very positive. They show that when, for example, the children of women who have filtered air actually have higher IQs than the children of women who don't have filtered air. And that's because chemicals like polyaromatic hydrocarbons actually affect mental acuity and can be transmitted during pregnancy to the child. So, you know, these HEPA filters really do work well. That's the type I would recommend.
Can any company put HEPA on their filter if it's not filter? If they put HEPA, is it really a HEPA filter? This is just a basic question, but yeah, I think about that.
There's a certain micron that they have to filter.
There is.
There's definitely legalities to that.
So not, and you can't just say all natural and have it, you know what I mean? You get greenwashed on the packaging and it's all natural. It's not really, but they can't say HEPA without it being HEPA. Okay, I'm happy with that. Okay, so eat well, filter your water, filter your air, obviously get enough sleep.
Well, you also said using green products and just not adding to the toxic load with chemicals that you spray on for cleaning.
Then a third area, now we're looking inside our home. So what can we do to make our home safer? We've got an air filter. Green cleaning products. There are not very many good green cleaning product brands. A lot of them are kind of fake. And I really worry about that. Just to give you an example, Seventh Generation, I looked at their laundry detergent, and they're using what is called an ethoxylated alcohol. That's a chemical like sodium lauryl sulfate. And you can recognize these chemicals because they have ETH in their name. And that means they were ethoxylated or had oxygen added to them by using ethylene oxide, which is highly carcinogenic. And you have these EO plants all over the country that are emitting EO fumes. So again, I don't like Seventh Generation laundry detergent. The company that I think is really doing a good job is Earth Friendly Products. Their brand is Ecos. And you'll recognize them because all their packaging is transparent and all their liquids are transparent too. I've actually visited their plants. You don't have to wear masks when they're manufacturing. They completely avoid ethoxylates. So in terms of green cleaning products, Earth Friendly Products is really good. And you want to put them in your home because if you don't, cleaning products will emit a lot of chemicals into your air too, like solvents, like butoxylosolv and quaternium compounds that can impact health and fertility. So definitely look on the label. And if they contain ethoxylates, you don't want to buy it. But the brand that we've tested and I do like is Ecos, Earth Friendly Products.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great. I also usually recommend, how do you feel about environmental working group? Because they typically rate things. Do you use them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I work with them a lot. I don't know if they know me personally. I think some of them do. But I mean, I look at their data and I think their data is, I think what they're doing is great.
Because it's very hard when you look at a product to go, okay, wait, it's got the S. What? It's very hard, I think, for people on the go. I mean, we have a ton of kids, like a soccer team. So I'm usually like frantically looking for something. So I usually say to people, go to EWG. They're going to rate it for you and then go for a one. Ideally, go for a one. Or if you're at a highly low-rated red that's a 10, go for a six. Just try to level up each time you're doing something. You don't have to be perfect, but get better.
Mm-hmm. I rate a lot of the cleaning products and cosmetics in my book, Raising Healthy Kids, too. just by brand to make it simple, because it's true. I try to make label reading as easy as possible, and I think it's important. But there are some brands that you can trust, and I try to, in the book, Raising Healthy Kids, I do share those.
Yeah, I mean, it does boil down. You know, people say to me, what do you use? And I use Beauty Contour, I use Purity Woods, and I use Mineral Fusions, and that's it, right? Those are the three products that go on my face and my makeup. So I think you're right that there are very limited numbers of things that you can just blanket trust.
Well, where can people find your work? I mean, when is your book coming out? How can they find you? Where can they get the resources?
So Raising Healthy Kids is out with Skyhorse Publishing, and you can put Raising Healthy Kids, My Name David Steinman, into any search engine, and it'll come up and you can get an advanced copy. I wrote Diet for a Poison Planet, which is a great book on detox and living healthy. And I think it's a really good read too. The Safe Shopper's Bible. And my website is davidsteinman.us. The magazine is healthylivingmagazine.us. On Instagram, I'm davidsteinman_author. And on X, formerly known as Twitter, I'm by David Steinman. So those are places where people can connect. I try to do a daily anti-toxic tip so that every day there's a little bit of knowledge being spread. Because I think, you know, just to give you some perspective, we didn't even have an anti-toxic movement until Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring in 62. We didn't even have the vocabulary to be anti-toxic. The whole environmental movement then was about saving mountains, saving rivers, stopping dams. It wasn't about parts per billion or parts per million or 1,4-dioxane or endocrine disruptors. So what we've done with this movement in half a century is incredible. We didn't even have the words to be what we are today. And I'm so excited because we're really building something. You know, it's youth who are moving it. You know, when I talk to kids, teenagers, and kids in their 20s, they get what I'm saying right away. But no matter what your age, we've got to have the vocabulary to be anti-toxic because it's about our health.
It is. That's great. All right. We'll make sure all of the ways people can reach out to you are in the links. So if you're looking, if you missed it, it's in the link. Don't worry, it's in the show notes. And I mean, David, this is amazing. This is what everyone needs to hear. So thank you for being here. And for the listeners, thanks for listening to another episode of the Feel Freaking Amazing podcast. And David, we can't wait to see the book when it comes out. And I mean, it's just fantastic. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you all. This was a great interview and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Were you inspired and empowered today?
Don't forget to follow so we can help you keep transforming your health.
Until next time.